This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Intergenerational education mobility linked to premature death risk in Norwegian study. Educational mobility across generations significantly affects premature mortality risk, with downward educational mobility increasing death rates by 26% compared to those maintaining high educational levels, according to a comprehensive 30-year Norwegian study. The research, published in The Lancet Public Health, tracked over 1.4 million individuals to examine how changes in educational attainment between parents and children influence health outcomes. 26% increased mortality risk for those experiencing downward educational mobility. Educational mobility patterns and mortality risk in Norway. Hazard ratios for premature mortality by educational trajectory. 1990 to 2019, stable high education, upward mobility, 1.12, stable low education, 1.39, downward mobility, 1.26. Source, The Lancet Public Health, 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News. Three decades of health tracking reveals education's impact. The Norwegian study, led by researchers at the Norwegian University of Science and Technology, followed 1,432,146 individuals born between 1960 and 1975 from age 25 until death or age 59. The research team, headed by Professor Terje Andreas Eikemo, used comprehensive national registry data to track educational attainment and mortality outcomes across generations. Educational mobility patterns showed that 41.2% of participants experienced upward mobility compared to their parents, while only 18.8% experienced downward mobility. The remaining 40% maintained similar educational levels to their parents. These findings suggest significant improvements in educational opportunities across generations in Norway, according to global health research. Downward mobility shows strongest mortality association. Individuals who achieved lower educational levels than their parents faced a 26% increased risk of premature mortality compared to those maintaining high educational status across generations. This association remained significant even after adjusting for confounding factors, including parental socioeconomic status and birth cohort effects. Conversely, upward educational mobility demonstrated protective effects, with individuals achieving higher education than their parents showing a 12% reduction in mortality risk compared to those with consistently low educational attainment. The World Health Organization has consistently identified educational disparities as key determinants of health outcomes globally. Gender differences emerge in educational health benefits. The study revealed notable gender differences in how educational mobility affects mortality outcomes. Women showed stronger protective effects from upward educational mobility, while men demonstrated more pronounced mortality risks from downward mobility patterns. Dr. Eikemo's team found that educational mobility effects were most pronounced for deaths from cardiovascular disease and cancer, the leading causes of premature mortality in developed nations. These findings align with previous research from longitudinal studies examining social determinants of health across Nordic countries. Policy implications for health equity. The research highlights the intergenerational transmission of health advantages and disadvantages through educational pathways. Countries with strong social mobility and educational access, like Norway, still demonstrate significant health disparities based on educational trajectories across generations. The findings support investments in educational equity as a public health intervention, with implications extending beyond individual achievement to family health outcomes. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has identified educational interventions as among the most effective approaches for reducing health disparities at the population level. Downward educational mobility was associated with a 26% increased risk of premature mortality, while upward mobility provided significant protective benefits against early death. Professor Terje Andreas Eikemo, Norwegian University of Science and Technology, The Lancet Public Health, 2026. Key takeaways: Downward educational mobility increases premature mortality risk by 26% compared to stable high education. Upward educational mobility occurs in 41.2% of individuals, providing protective health benefits. Educational mobility effects are strongest for cardiovascular disease and cancer mortality. Gender differences exist, with women showing stronger protective effects from educational advancement. Intergenerational educational patterns significantly influence health outcomes across three decades. Frequently asked questions. How does educational mobility affect health outcomes? Educational mobility influences health through multiple pathways, including income, occupation, health behaviors, and access to healthcare. Upward mobility provides protective benefits, while downward mobility increases mortality risk by 26%, according to this Norwegian study. What percentage of people experience educational mobility? In Norway, 41.2% of individuals achieved higher education than their parents, upward mobility, while 18.8% achieved lower levels, downward mobility. The remaining 40% maintained similar educational levels across generations. Which diseases are most affected by educational mobility? The study found that educational mobility effects were most pronounced for cardiovascular disease and cancer mortality, the leading causes of premature death in developed countries. These conditions show strong associations with socioeconomic factors throughout life. The Norwegian research provides compelling evidence for educational policy as a public health intervention, demonstrating that investments in educational equity can influence health outcomes across generations. As healthcare systems worldwide grapple with persistent health disparities, these findings underscore the importance of addressing social determinants of health through educational opportunity and mobility. Source: Intergenerational Education and Premature Mortality in Norway, 1990 to 2019, a nationwide cohort study.